I used to work for a small trucking company that would deliver frozen product to stores across several states. For the most part, I would do 3 or 4 deliveries before heading back to the warehouse and then home. Every once in a while, though, we would have a long delivery route where we would end too far to head back that same day, so we would have to sleep somewhere overnight before heading back. Usually, I'd just pull the truck into a truck stop and rest for a few hours and then get back on the road. Anyways, I was scheduled for a long delivery this day, and I knew I wouldn't get back until pretty late the next day. I got ready and headed out. Nothing happened the whole way there. I drove down, unloaded the truck, and started heading back. It was pretty late, though, around 1 in the morning. I figured I should rest for an hour or two before continuing all the way back. The last sign I saw for a truck stop said 40 miles ahead, so I still had a bit before getting there. I tend to space out for long periods of time when driving down long straight roads, especially this late at night when nobody else is on the road. Though I saw something flicker in my side mirror. I looked over and noticed headlights shining from right behind the trailer, but I couldn't see the car at all. This usually means that the car's in my blind spot because it's too close to the back for me to see. I continued down the road at the same speed, waiting for the car to get into the other lane and pass me, but to my surprise, he stayed right behind me. This was starting to really bother me, as I knew if I had to brake for any reason, this guy was for sure going to hit me. The truck stop was just a few miles ahead, though, so I tried to ignore them for the rest of the way there. Finally, I see the sign for the rest area and start to pull in. As I'm turning, I check my mirror, and I see the car slow down a little, but then he continues to follow me into the parking lot. I honestly wasn't sure what to think at this point, but I figured I must have accidentally cut him off a while back, and he just wanted to yell at me about it. I've gotten a lot of angry drivers in my years of trucking, so I was pretty used to it, but I've never had anyone follow me like this. I pulled into an open spot and shifted into park. The car slowly trailed behind me, and continued to get closer and closer to the back before eventually stopping. Again, he was too close for me to see him, but at this point it was getting too weird. I got out and started walking around to the back to question them. Though, almost as soon as I slammed my driver door shut, they put it in reverse and drove away in a rush. I couldn't see too well, but I could tell it was an older man and the car was white and rusted all over. It looked pretty similar to one of those old police cars with the front bumper bars and everything. I stood out there by the back of the truck for a couple of minutes, making sure everything was securely locked and that he didn't come back. Then I got back in the truck and turned it off. I double-checked all the doors to make sure that they were locked and did one quick glance out all the windows for any more cars. Then I laid back and closed my eyes. I woke, hearing a bang echo through my trailer. I checked my watch, seeing it had been almost 2 hours, and was a little past 3 a.m. Then there was another bang, but this time louder. I looked over in the side mirror, and saw a very faint shadow moving around towards the back. This time I got pretty freaked out. I grabbed a small knife that I kept in the middle compartment and started making my way to the back, but this time I left the driver door open as to not make any noise. As I got closer, I crouched down a little and looked under the trailer. I could clearly see someone standing right up against the back of the truck and their car just behind them with its headlights off. Once I saw that, a rush of fear ran through my body, and I decided not to approach any further, and instead shouted out to them. My voice was a little shaky, but it seemed to do the trick. They rushed into their car and sped off. Looking at the back door, there were scratches all over the lock and clear marks as if he was trying to cut it open. I looked around to see if any other trucks could have seen the incident, but the lot was pretty empty. After a couple minutes, I ended up just getting back on the road and headed home. Nothing else happened for the rest of the trip. I've always assumed the man was just trying to steal from my trailer, but obviously he didn't know that I was on my way back from a delivery and the whole trailer was empty. Anyways, it's still the most unnerving thing to happen to me during my years of trucking, and I still get paranoid sometimes with a feeling that a car might be following right behind me without me even knowing. I had just gotten out of work at 11 p.m. and was heading back to my house. It's about a 45-minute drive to get home usually, as I live several miles outside of the city. It's always very quiet, and the roads are pretty empty once I start to get further out and closer to home. I always enjoyed the drives back from work. I found them peaceful and just a nice way to wind down after a long day. I was 20 minutes away from home, and just turned down a long side road that pretty much leads directly to my house. This was my usual route home that I'd been taking for years now, and I'd never had anything happen before. I will admit though, it was a bit of a creepy road at night. It was very dimly lit, and the sides of the road were surrounded by a dense forest. Not to mention, it would often get foggy during the later hours of the night, making things only visible within a few feet ahead. Again though, barely anyone is on this road at night, and there's no turns or anything, so visibility is never too much of an issue. Though a couple minutes down the road, I see through the fog a small blinking light. I couldn't really tell how far ahead it was, or even what side of the road it was on. I slowed down, and as I started to get closer, the light turned off completely. At this point, I was maybe going 15 to 20 miles per hour, when out of the fog, a small car pulls out from the side of the road and stops directly in front of me. I tried to brake, but I was too close already, and my car tapped the back of theirs. I was kind of in shock at first as to how suddenly it all happened, but I noticed neither of our cars really had much damage. Not really knowing what to do, I opened my door and stood beside my car, waiting for them to get out as well. I could see them moving around in the front seat, but I couldn't tell what they were doing. As I stood there, I looked at his car, noticing how old and worn it was and that the headlights were all turned off. Eventually, a man got out of the car slowly and began making his way over to me. From what I could see, he looked like a middle-aged man and was a pretty large guy. I decided to start off and asked, "Is everything okay? You pulled out pretty quick." He was acting a little strange, looking all around and never making eye contact with me. After a couple seconds, he replied, "Yeah, sorry." I wasn't really sure how to respond, but he was starting to really make me uncomfortable, and I didn't want to be out on an empty road alone with him. I told him that there was no real damage to either car, so I was going to get back on the road and head home. But as I began reaching for my car door, he told me to wait. He told me he wanted to check his car out for damage before I left. I said okay and stood next to my car as he looked at his back bumper. But then he started to walk around his car, pretending to look at it for damage, which was really weird because I'd only tapped his back bumper. As he started to make his way to the passenger side, I saw a large figure get up in the back seat and start moving towards the door. I immediately got in my car and locked it as a man got out of the back door, and both of them began waving their hands at me, telling me to stop. I was panicking at this point and put the car in drive and went around them down the road. Looking in the rearview mirror, I could see their lights turn on through the fog. I could see their lights for about 30 seconds, but eventually they faded out. I pulled into a gas station that was about 5 minutes from my house and waited there just to make sure that they didn't follow me home. But the car never passed by. After waiting for 15 minutes, I headed home. I decided not to call the cops at the time, as I wasn't entirely sure if I was just overreacting or not. I'm still not sure what those people really wanted, but the more I think about it, everything about that situation felt wrong. I don't know what their plan was, but part of me feels like something very dangerous was about to happen if I had not gotten out of there in time. Another part of me wishes I had reported the incident, as I find myself wondering, what if they had stopped following me so that they could try and lure someone else into their trap?
To start this off, I'm a 21-year-old female who's 5'1" and 120 pounds. One night a few months ago, my dad and I were sitting at home waiting for my mom to get home from work so we could go get dinner. My mom called and told us that she would be working pretty late, so we could go ahead and get dinner without her. We live about 15 to 20 minutes away from town, and my dad told me that he didn't feel like going all the way to town, and asked if I was okay with just going to Dollar General that's literally only 5 minutes away. I said sure, and we hopped in the car and headed towards Dollar General. When we got there, I asked my dad if he cared if I went and got some coffee, since I had to get up early for work the next day. He said that was fine, and he let me know that he would be in the freezer section when I was done. Well, I go to their little coffee section, and I start looking at my choices of coffee. That's when I then noticed a huge man, who honestly just looked like a homeless Santa Claus, staring at me. I returned to look at him, and he quickly looked away and pretended to look at stuff on the shelf. I went back to grabbing the coffee I wanted, when I noticed him staring again, but this time in my body. I glanced over again, and once again, he pretended to look at the stuff on the shelves. I'm a pretty small girl, but I have a big chest for my size, so I thought he was just being perverted. It honestly made me uncomfortable, so I just took what I already had and went to the chips aisle. I started looking for the potato sticks, and I honestly forgot all about the old man. However, about 5 minutes later, I noticed the same man beside me, once again watching me. I looked at him, but this time he didn't look away. He didn't smile or anything. He just stared. I got pretty freaked out, so I decided to go find my dad. I noticed him looking at some of the dollar bills, and I walked over to him. Now, for some reason, I didn't tell him about the man. At the time, I didn't want to make a big deal about it because I thought my anxiety was just up. For some context, I've panicked over stupid stuff lots of times before, so it's not unusual for something small to freak me out. This is when my dad got really close to me and said, "Don't make it obvious, but we need to casually walk over to the front desk. When I start walking, you stay right beside me." I asked him why, and what he said next made my heart drop. "There's an old man watching you," he said. This then made me realize that I wasn't just being anxious. This man was actually up to something. My dad started to walk, and before I could even take a step, I felt a hand grab my arm and yank me back. The man actually tried to run away with me, but luckily my dad pulled his gun out and he aimed it at the man, yelling at him to let me go or he'd get shot. When the man noticed the gun, he dropped me and he made a full run for it. The police were called, but sadly, as a lot of these stories go, the man was never caught. Now, I used to go to this Dollar General all the time by myself. Usually I didn't go with my parents. It scares me to think about what if this had been one of the times that I went alone. If it wasn't for my dad being there and bringing his gun, it's really scary to think about what would have actually happened to me.